contributor from AnchorRising.com, joining me in studio today. Because really, why not? You're in the area
because
anyway.
Because I have such trouble getting out of Providence, I knew I wouldn't get to a phone in time.
Justin Katz is in studio. Justin was one of the keynote speakers today.
Well, one of 20.
Does that count?
I don't know if there was a keynote. I think it was a...
All right, well, you were
one
a conglomeration of people.
Yep.
How was it today? Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, yeah. Once, the stomach stopped doing flips, looking at that crowd, and it's a lot easier to sit behind a keyboard and type than to stare a bunch of people in the face.
They were in... there was an impressive amount of people there. I thought I was overwhelmed. Because you think... I've seen union rallies get that many people.
Yeah.
I've seen rallies for more food stamps, for more this, for more that, that they have organizations for something that was just broadcast over the radio and talked about on Facebook. This is an impressive outcry from people, I think, who have had enough.
Yeah, and you wonder how many people would have been there had they not had to work,
Right.
It wasn't a paid day off for people.
Exactly.
And I want to say, including people who are walking by and poking their heads in the door here, people are saying that this is a Republican event. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that that's only a valid denigration of it. If the motivation for the meeting were partisan, regardless of the message, this was the exact opposite. Is there correlation to Republicans? Yeah, of course. But it was just great to see so many people getting together and speaking in those and holding up the signs, which we have a bunch of pictures of on Anchor Rising. And
Is it already up there?
Oh, yeah, I was doing it as I walked around.
Oh, cool. They have the technology for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
I saw Andrew Morse there from Anchor Rising.
Yep. Monique was there as well. Andrew was there. Andrew will have some pictures up soon.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now, actually. And it's just impressive because at first I got there at about 10 of 3, and I think that there were already 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
And then as the afternoon wore on, it just doubled. At least doubled. So it had to have been at least between 2,000 and 3,000 people there, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and take some of the pictures and try to, figure out more accurately. But if you took a count of 10 to 20 people and then tried to multiply that, I think we're up to 3,000 for that event. Hopefully it'll keep going.
Yeah. What now, do you think?
What now? Hopefully people will start going to events. As I know, Dan York is the moderator for an Operation Clean Government event coming up on the 25th, I think it is, a panel discussion. And I'll be there live blogging that as well. But if people can start to do those things, and I think this might be the watershed of groups from the right, from reform movement in Rhode Island coming together, because you had Osprey, Ocean State Policy Research, and RISC, Rhode Island Statewide Coalition. And as these groups build their own audiences, it's more people that they can bring along with them.
Well, yeah, I think that now it's it's kind of like the dog who chases the car. They caught the car. Now what?
I don't think is that hard. I mean, you start calling representatives and start.
But you just what do you do with this mass of people, the 3,000 people? How do you direct them?
Yeah,
you have all this raw energy. People are angry. Now what?
Yeah. Well, the real key is how do you keep them motivated and to become more involved, not just on a particular day.
But I think the lesson learned today, on a positive note, is that it can be done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that there are a growing population of people out there who've had enough, despite whatever their political leanings might be. And if properly motivated and talked to in a certain way, in the correct way, can be used, I think, as an effective tool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to have once you digest the whole day, kind of a summation tonight on Anchor Rising or tomorrow? Or
I don't know if it's going to be tonight. I think all those pictures are a big chunk on a server I have to deal with, so I'll maybe doing technical back office stuff. We haven't been able to hire people for that yet. It's a Band-Aid on the whole thing, but I'll probably have a summation, and as soon as I absorb what's going on around the rest of the internet, see what happened in other...
Excellent.
I heard rumors that Boston's rally was actually smaller than ours.
I saw that earlier today. I was a little disappointed with some of the numbers, but, what are you going to do?
But it's
we'll
good
take
for us,
over.
Right?
Absolutely. Justin Katz from Anchor Rising. Check it out. AnchorRising.com, the best political blog on the internet, which says a lot because there's a lot of them.